Many of the Mefarshim tried to explain and explore exactly how is it possible for the tzaddikim, the Shiftei Ka, the foundations and pillars of Am Yisrael, to sell their own brother, flesh and blood, down to Mitzrayim, and even contemplated killing him. And the Sfarno and others explain that the brothers did it not out of malice, not out of pure jealousy, but rather they convened the court of Beis Din, and they determined that Yosef HaTzadik was actually Chayiv Misa. Yosef was constantly reporting negative things back to their father, how the brothers weren't acting necessarily up to par, at least from Yosef's perspective. And their brothers were very fearful that because of Yosef's Lashon Hara, they were going to be shafted aside and kicked out of Am Yisrael, and were not going to be part of the spiritual destiny of Avram Avinu. The same way that Yitzchak was separated from Yishmael, and we chose Yaakov over Esav, the brothers were nervous that Yaakov was going to choose Yosef over the rest of the brothers. And because of that, they felt that Yosef had the status of a rodef. He had the status of somebody who was looking to try ahead and kill, at least spiritually, the rest of the brothers. And because of that, they felt justified in selling him down to Mitzrayim and even having him killed. If that is the case, and something is quite strange in this week's parsha, the Torah tells us that as the brothers are trying to negotiate with this tsar, this second in command, the tzavtas paneach, who they don't realize is Yosef, and they're trying to receive bread from him, receive food and sustenance to bring back to their family, that things are very difficult for them. And they finally had this epiphany, and they say, "Vayomer isha l'achiv aval hashim emanachnu al achinu." You know why things are so difficult, said the brothers? Because of how we treated Yosef. Because of how we treated our brother, we sold him down into slavery. And it was wrong what we did. And Reuven even pipes up after and says, "Yes, I told you not to do these things, but you didn't listen to me." And I always found this pasuk strange. If based in, if there's a halachist who is analyzing a certain case, talking about potek, and somebody asks him a question, what is the halacha? And he gives his answer. Just because the halacha comes with emotional baggage, because it's difficult, doesn't necessarily mean that the halacha was wrong in the first place. How could it be the fact that things were difficult for the brothers, that they were struggling with what was going on before them, that made them perhaps reconsider their psak halacha, reconsider the fact that maybe they were wrong in selling down Mitzrayim? That's acting out of emotion and not acting out of their own intellect, which is presumably what they used in determining that he was a rodef in the first place. Rav Aaron Cutler, Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, gives a very beautiful insight into exactly what was bothering the brothers there that answers this question. Rav Aaron Cutler explains that the brothers were concerned not in the fact that they thought they erred in their judgment in regard to Yosef. Rather, what they realized was they didn't have compassion when they gave out their psak halacha. When they determined that he needed to be sold, he needed to be kicked out of the family, they didn't do so with a certain amount of sensitivity. And that's exactly what it says in the pasuk. Ra'inu tzaras nafsho bischanan oleilenu. We saw how bitter and terrible it was when he was pleading with us for lo shamanu, and we didn't listen to him. Al kein ba'olenu atarazos. It's because of the fact that we were insensitive when we sold him, when we put him into the pit. It's because that we didn't understand how traumatic this maybe was for him, even if we may have felt justified in our psak halacha. And the brothers, I think, is such a powerful idea that comes out of this beautiful explanation by Rav Aaron Cutler, is that even if a person feels that they're justified and they're right in terms of the way that they're acting, if they don't do it in the proper way, if they don't do it with sensitivity, if they don't show the care and concern for their fellow human, then at the end of the day, they could also be punished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if what their actions were right, if they didn't go about it in the proper way, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can punish them for those things. And I think this is very connected to Hanukkah. We know that Hanukkah was a war that we fought versus the Yevanim, but also versus the Misyavnim. It was an internal struggle for the soul of the Jewish people. And Baruch Hashem, the Maccabim, the Chashmonim, they won out and we were able to reestablish traditional Judaism throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. However, the Rambam tells us something very powerful at the end of Hilchos Chanukah. And the Rambam explains that if one has the option of either buying a Shabbos candle or candles for Hadlakas Neros for Chanukah, Shabbos candles take precedent. Why? Because Shalom Bayis is better. Shalom Bayis is better. The Chanukah candles represents commemorating the nace of the Mochama, the nace of the Pachshamim that took place, where Shabbos candles is there in order so that we have Shalom Bayis in our house. And therefore what we see is, despite the fact that sometimes we have to go to war and sometimes we have to make difficult decisions, when it comes to even our own brothers and sisters, what took place on Hanukkah with the war between the Jews, the Yevanim and the Misyavnim and the Hashmonaim, nevertheless, we must do it with a certain amount of sensitivity. We must do it with compassion for our fellow Jew. We all be zochet to take this message with us, and no matter what the halakha tells us to do, that we make sure that we take into consideration the sensitivity which is necessary for every single Jew. Have a wonderful Shabbos.